This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
Today, I'm joined by Ellen Dundon, someone who speaks about sobriety with a rare mix of honesty, humour and depth. Her journey isn't just about giving something up. It's about gaining clarity, self-trust and a more intentional way of living. Ellen's been open about the messy, challenging and surprisingly beautiful parts of choosing sobriety, and she brings a perspective that resonates whether you're sober, sober curious or just interested in what it means to live more consciously. Ellen, thank you for joining me on iRadio's group chat. First off, can you take me back to the moment or maybe period of time when you first started questioning your relationship with alcohol? What was happening in your life at that time?
Yeah, I think it was kind of around COVID really was kind of the tipping point. I think of a lot of people were faced with things during COVID because we all had a lot of time to think and, you know, no one was working and things like that. So I kind of started to realize that I had an unhealthy relationship with it. I hate using the word sober because it's a really broad term, right? Like, it means different things for different people. It was never that I was drinking alcohol to function. It was more I was using it as a crutch for other things. Like, I would have always been very anxious around that time. I suffered with anxiety and things, and I kind of used it almost as a means to be able to go out and socialize. So it was kind of facing it head on and kind of realizing that it didn't suit me was really difficult, like, particularly as a young person in their 20s in Ireland. Like, no one wants to admit that they're over-reliant on something or that they're struggling with their relationship with it.
How did you navigate the next steps once you kind of came to that realization? What decisions did you make surrounding your consumption of alcohol and things like that?
Yeah, so I think I kind of set out to not drink for a while and see how I handled it. I would have always been the person who kind of didn't drink for a few weeks and then went back on it. I would have always been toying with the idea of giving it up, but kind of, I suppose, never had the confidence to. I think back then, especially, it wasn't as open as a conversation as it is now. Like, people weren't as sober curious, and especially in your 20s, you were kind of the odd one out if you weren't drinking. People would rather see you falling around the place than not drinking. So it was kind of gauging what my friends thought, like whether people were going to be supportive. Thank God they were. I have really supportive friends. But it was kind of getting to know myself and kind of getting comfortable in my own mind to not really care what other people thought. That was the kind of the biggest barrier, was facing other people's reactions as a young person.
It is a very common thing to be talked about nowadays, perhaps sober curious and the sober curious movement amongst Gen Z and things like that. A few years ago, you definitely wouldn't have heard it as much, for sure. But aside from facing that element of it, what other parts of getting sober were the most challenging aspects for you?
I think probably coming to terms with things that were deeper under the surface, like in situations when I would have been anxious. Like, I would have used it a lot to get me through situations. Like, let's say it's very niche, but I'm a nervous flyer. So I would have used it a lot in airports, like to get on planes and things. So it was kind of the biggest struggle, I suppose, was coming face to face with my anxiety and not having something to rely on to get me through it. And like that, in social situations, we all have that kind of liquid courage where you might be going out with a group that you don't know or things like that. And you say, well, I'll have a drink now to settle my nerves. It was kind of realizing that I didn't have anything anymore to settle my nerves. I had to go out and be nervous and kind of be uncomfortable in that situation and learn to get comfortable with it.
I can imagine that was challenging. You know, when you're so used to it being one way, to have that rug pulled from under you. But how did you navigate then that as it went on? And has the meaning of the word sobriety kind of shifted over time, I suppose, when you started off to now?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's not looked on as negatively as it was, for sure. Like, when I first gave it up, I was probably one of the only people I knew that wasn't drinking, wasn't going out and drinking. Whereas a lot of people now are sober, or you would definitely know people that are kind of cutting back on it and things like that. And I think there seems to be a big lean in towards the fitness side of things, and people are kind of getting into fitness and running and things like that. And it's definitely a big shift. And I think as well, there's a lot more 0.0 drinks available now. There wasn't that selection at all when I first started. Like, when I remember going out and you either had Heineken or Guinness and that was it. There was no cocktails or Corona, anything like that. Whereas now there's a huge selection. So I think definitely as a society, there has been a huge shift.
On the flip side of this, I'm sure it's been a journey nonetheless to grapple with all of this. Have there been any positives that have come out of it?
Definitely. I think when I started posting online about it, I realised that there was a lot more young people in the same boat as me. And there's definitely been that element where I've given advice to other people. And that's definitely a positive that's come out of it, is being that kind of person that people can reach out to. I do think when I first gave it up, if I had seen someone posting about it and talking openly about it, I maybe would have given it up sooner. It was more, I felt that there was no one around me in the same boat, if that makes sense. That's why I think it's really important to have the conversation and be open about it, even between friend groups and things, if someone feels like they're struggling with it. Or maybe, I always think, if you think you're struggling with it or have a problem with it, you more than likely do. You know yourself better than anyone, so it's definitely important to be open about it. And I think that's definitely a positive thing, is that people do feel like they can come to me and talk about it.
In terms of support, is having a good social circle nearly the most important part of all of this? Because you speak so highly of your own friends and family in your own circle while you were making this decision.
Hugely, it's really important to have a good support circle. A lot of people that have reached out to me have said the main kind of reason they haven't given it up is because they're worried what their friends would think. Whereas I was never really worried what my close friends would think, because I know they're really supportive. But there is kind of a thing that you're worried what other people think and that they'll judge you. And it's nearly kind of a bad thing if you're not drinking. But my friends are all very supportive and they're all very into kind of fitness and things. Whereas I think if I had a friend group who were very big into going out and things, I maybe would struggle more, because I would kind of feel like I had nothing in common with them. And don't get me wrong, like there is situations where like I wouldn't really put myself in anymore, because I just don't have anything in common with the people in those situations. And that was kind of hard to come to terms with as well, is that you kind of were friends with people for the wrong reasons, or people only kind of liked you when you wore the life of the party, or, you know, out the latest and things like that. It's, you kind of learn who likes you, whether you go home at 9 or go home at 1, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's all about how close you are with your circle at that stage, and who can value you for who you are. Situations wise, are there specific like events that, do you mean, that you kind of avoid putting yourself in now, or is it more people that you maybe have grown apart from?
Yeah, I think more people. Events, I don't struggle with that much at all, thank God. I think the most thing I struggle with is probably the social battery element. Obviously, when you have alcohol in you, you're able to chat all night and dance all night. Whereas when you're not drinking, you definitely kind of plateau at a certain time. And it's just kind of being okay with the person that's going home early. Like, and I think that comes with time and growth. Like when you're younger, in your 20s, you have the fear of missing out. You don't want to miss a thing. Whereas when you get more comfortable with yourself, you're happy going home and hearing about it the next day, whatever happened when you went home, you know, that kind of thing.
Here in the debrief the next morning, things like that.
Yeah, definitely.
What would you say to someone who is sober curious at the minute but is a bit worried about what they might lose per se by giving up drinking alcohol?
I think it's always going to be bigger in your head. You think that all these events are made what they are because of alcohol, but that's not really the case. Events are made by who you're with and who you're surrounded by and the relationships you have and the conversations you have. I think if people are curious about it, definitely reach out to your friends and talk to them. Like, I remember when I first gave it up, I actually used to pour non-alcoholic wine into a real wine bottle because I was worried about what my friends would think, that they'd see me drinking the 0.0 bottle. And then it was a case where they figured out and they were so upset that I had hid from them. And they said, like, never do that again. Like, why did you think we were going to think anything of it, you know? So it's definitely having open conversations about it. And when you're open and honest about things, people tend to be supportive, you know?
I'm sure there are still kind of tricky moments and days throughout this, as any person who lives in sobriety will know. How do you continue to show up for yourself and support that decision that you've made for yourself when things are a little bit more challenging?
There is definitely days. There is days where I kind of think, like, especially over the Christmas and things, I'd be saying I'd love to be going out now and having a glass of wine. You kind of crave a glass of wine or things like that. But anytime I've had those feelings or those thoughts, I just say it to someone. It's really important to not let it build up. Like, even if you sound silly or you're embarrassed, I'll say to my partner or my family, God, like, I'd love to have a drink now. And then you can kind of discuss the conversations and the feelings, and then a problem shared is a problem halved, you know, that kind of way. I think definitely talking about it, whereas I think maybe if I kept it inside, I would struggle more with it.
If there's someone starting their sobriety journey at the minute and they're hearing you this evening, what piece of advice or reassurance perhaps would you give them?
I think it's really important not to put pressure on yourself. Like, because I think, especially like in Ireland, like people think, oh, if you give something up, that's it now. You can never go near it again. Like, there shouldn't be any shame around people who, you know, might decide they're sober and then struggle with things and then they break that streak or kind of relapse, for want of a better word, you know. But definitely not to put pressure on the situation. You know yourself best, and just even to see how you go. And like, if someone even... if it was someone who drank every weekend and then they were able to give it up for 2 weeks, like, that's huge. Like, that's a huge difference in someone's life. So just to take it day by day, have the conversations. And there's great websites, things like drinkaware.ie and things like that. There's like tips and helplines and things like that. So it's definitely important to look into it and not put pressure on yourself.
I know that you're very active on social media, and also you've shared some of this journey over there. Where can people follow along with you?
Yeah, I'm on TikTok and Instagram, just Ellen Dundon, all the one. And I post, you know, kind of tips and advice about being sober and things like that as a young person. So, yeah.
Well, Ellen, thank you for sharing your story with me this evening on iRadio's group chat. And really looking forward to hearing from you again in the future.
Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.